What a practice today in love always wins, and patience, kindness, and gratitude. Gratitude for each of you here today and on Zoom and sticking with us, because life has its moments. It has its moments. And yet here we are just being authentic and real. And isn't that what we celebrate with Science of Mind? That when you are authentic and real, that is when you allow other people to be authentic and real. So that's when love wins, when we are able to do what we do and just keep rolling with it. I wanted to mention there's a couple things this week happening. So tonight at sundown actually is the start of Yom Kippur. And it is the Yom Kippur is the, oh, I have glasses on my head. I can read. I don't have to make it 200. So Yom Kippur is also known as the Day of Atonement. It's the holiest day of the year for the Jewish people. Its central themes are atonement and repentance. They are traditionally observed this holy day within a 25-hour period of fasting, intensive prayer. So it completes the annual period known in Judaism as the High Holy Days. And then yesterday was fall equinox. The fall equinox occurs every September, each year marking the end of the summer and beginning of autumn. Because the earth is tilted on its axis, the sun illuminates the northern or the southern hemisphere, more depending on where the earth is along its orbit. But at two points in the year, the sun will illuminate the northern and the southern equally, and that is at the equinoxes. And the last one I wanted to make mention of that's coming up is for National Truth and Reconciliation Day and Orange Shirt Day. They take place on September 30th. So Orange Shirt Day is an Indigenous-led grassroots commemorative day intended to raise awareness of the individual, family, and community and intergenerational impacts of residential schools, and to promote the concept of every child matters. The orange shirt is a symbol of stripping away of culture, freedom, and self-esteem experienced by Indigenous children over the generations. So on September 30th, we encourage all Canadians to wear orange to honor the thousands of survivors of residential schools. And we're going to ask everybody to wear orange here on October 1st when we're back in person. So those are the three things that are kind of happening. I'm just going to put down something here. I feel like I'm holding a lot. So today's topic of Love Always Wins is here we are changing the world by leaning into love, advocating for ourselves and each other's rights to express love in our own unique ways to help create a world that works for everyone. And that is our organizational vision, a world that works for everyone. So regardless of whatever challenges we're facing in our personal lives or in our world, love is the answer. The universe makes no mistakes. Every experience is unfolding for our highest and best, for ourselves and for the world at large. But when we live in the understanding that love always wins, we consciously see how love is always unfolding before us. So with the Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes says, the world is beginning to realize that it has learned all it should through suffering and pain. Surely there can be no intelligence in the universe that wishes man to be sick, suffer, painful, be unhappy, and end in oblivion. Surely if God or universal intelligence is imbued with goodness, then it could not ordain that man should ultimately be other than perfect expression of life. So what he's saying there, because that's a mouthful, which you heard me have a mouthful with, that it is to learn that we are already perfect. And it's that our second tenet of we're here, spirit having this human experience. There's nothing outside of us that needs to change for us to be happy. It is all right here. And it's a matter of tuning in and touching our spiritual practice. I know for me, when I'm out of touch with my core, with that inner being, when I stop journaling in the morning or I stop meditating or doing my prayer, I know that is when I'm out of sync in my day. I'll stub my toe and then it'll hurt. And then I'll go around the house hopping around. And then the next thing you know, I'll bang my elbow or I'll open a cupboard and bang my head. And then I'm like, what the heck? Oh yeah. Where am I? Am I grounded today? Am I taking that breath? And then that answer when those things are happening is definitely not. So it's a reminder. And you know, the universe gives us reminders all the time. Sometimes they're small things like tapping our toe or hitting our head with a cupboard door. But guess what? Sometimes they're a little more. They're a little bigger. We could get sick. We could have a car accident, rear end somebody because we're not paying attention. I've never done that. But there's those other things. It's like, wake up and be present. When can I be present? The other thing I was thinking about today is that, you know, we look at our world and there's a lot going on. There's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of injustice. And the thing is, if we look back over time, that's kind of been the way we have grown. That is the way we've been human. We've shown up in not so lovely ways. We have not shown up in love. We've shown up that we want to control, we want to have power. But at the end, we've come out okay. I mean, I'm not saying that the world, I'm not putting those rose-colored glasses on and saying that the world is perfect and that there isn't things to do, because there's a lot to do. And each one of us are doing our part by being here right now today. We're spreading that love that can win. But it's, you think about it, that now education on gender non-binary identities is increasing. We're introducing ourselves to pronouns that are becoming more common. We're holding on to fear for our future is unnecessary. Our time could be spent celebrating in ways which love wins every day. So I was talking to a friend yesterday and we were maybe complaining about our husbands a little bit, not throwing them under the bus or anything like that. And he's not here, but he has given me free rein to talk about him. Well, not total free rein. There are certain things. But, you know, we were talking, sometimes I will maybe say something that isn't necessarily the kindest thing when I'm sharing with friends. Like, oh, you know what he did, blah, blah, blah. But is that really what my intention is? Is that really to get that little bit of a laugh or get that somebody going, oh yeah, Tamara, that's horrible. Why did he say that? That's really not it. My intention really is to come from love. So my friend and I came up with a mantra yesterday. And I know this is not ours. It's out there in the world. But what would love do here? So when he makes a comment or he's driving and he's complaining, or I, even for myself, what would love do here? So we've agreed and committed to that this week, anytime that our husbands say anything or even somebody else or driver cuts us off, what would love do here? Because love wins. And at that point, if we are asking ourselves, if we're in that place of curiosity, in that place of asking a question, that opens another door for another way of being. And that's what I want. That's my intention. My intention is to have a loving relationship with my husband, my family, my friends. It's not to like, yeah, got them one more time. Though sometimes that feels a little, you know, but that's at the end of the day, that's not what I want. I don't want to live with regrets. I want to live knowing that I've loved the best that I can love. And sometimes, you know what? I don't know about you, but it's hard. It's not as easy as I think. But I want to step into it. And as I said in the beginning, I want to lean into that love. So my mantra this week, what would love do here? What would love do here? The second thing that I want to talk about is that love is the solution for every problem. Any experiences that cause conflict is actually an invitation to shift. So that's basically what I've said already, is that when we dive deeper into love to resolve any situation that arises, we give space, we open that door. So we are always at choice, and our choices serve as an example for others to how radical forgiveness can look. Every challenge is an invitation to discover how love resides behind it. So I want to share a little story that was written from Jack Kornfield about the World Trade Center. He said, as the World Trade Center burned, one man slowly lowered a colleague in a wheelchair, one step at a time, down 68 flights of stairs. They got out in time. I know, that gives me goosebumps. And another offered wet paper towels as smoke masks to hundreds who descended before him. As office workers poured out, firemen and policemen rushed in with brave hearts and great compassion. In every place of suffering around the globe, there are those who have discovered the good heart's capacity to love and who are willing to lead to the sorrows of the world as their, or willing to tend to the sorrows of the world as their own. So there's people out there. We think about these bad things of the world that are happening. And yet on the other hand, there's also the good. There's also those things that people are doing of love, of joy, of Lauren singing. Like, that's joyful. Of our volunteers here. I know maybe today wasn't as joyful as normal, but they do it because they love the teaching and they love this community. And how fortunate are we to have this beautiful community? And all you people on Zoom as well, I can't see you, but you know, you make up the fabric of part of us. So the third thing I want to talk about, since we're talking about love always wins, how hard is it for us to love ourselves? Does anybody sometimes struggle with that? Yeah, I can. Sometimes it's like, Tamara, why did you say that? Why did you do that? And I forget to have that little bit of compassion that I'm just doing the best that I can. But when we love ourselves, that's when that authenticity inspires joy. And when we're out in the world serving as an example of self-love, we're proving to others that love always wins. Our decision to embrace who we are inspires others to do the same. Loving ourselves out loud attracts people into our lives who celebrate us instead of merely tolerating ourselves. Loving ourselves and each other aligns with peaceful opportunities and experiences of peace. What Ernest Holmes says about this is he said, God knows us in love. We know God only through love. So when we love humanity, we are loving God in and through others. But that's also in and through ourselves. That is that first place that we always start. Like, I wish I could say, oh, only if my husband would change, life would be better. But I know that's not the truth. Because one night he's going to snore and it's going to annoy me. But the next night he'll snore and I'll be like, oh, isn't that cute? Well, no, then. I don't know if that really ever happens. But anyways, the thought is there. And Marianne Williams says, we're like the spokes on a wheel, all radiating out from the same center. If you define us according to our position on the rim, we seem separated and distinct from one another. But if you define us according to our starting point, that hub, our source, the center of the wheel, we're all a shared identity. If you dig deep enough into your mind and deep enough into mine, the picture is the same. At the bottom of it all, what we are is love. We are all love expressed in this form. So we all have the power to respond to conflict around us with love. That does not mean that we ignore or do a spiritual bypass on world events. Taking effective action within our own community requires that we start by loving ourselves. it's important to find that balance of self-care and giving back to our own communities. Loving the people around us is more constructive use of our time than complaining. Right? It's a more constructive use of our time. And when we serve by example and share our experiences with the people around us, we inspire others to do the same. So thank you, Jill, for doing stepping in and doing presiding and meditation. Thank you, Angela, for showing up and stepping in. No, you did not. Look at it all. We're doing it. Thank you for my board members and the people who have been supporting us through this time, because each one of us has an important role to play. Okay, homework. You ready? Changing the world starts at home. So look at the love relationships in your life and how can you demonstrate your love more often this next week? Consider sending notes or texts of appreciation or thank you or gratitude to somebody that you maybe sometimes take for granted. Practice radical forgiveness for yourself. Start with self, and then you can expand it to others. It was like the beautiful meditation, the metta meditation Jill did last time, bringing somebody into our heart. And maybe practice 30 days meditation focused on love. So you can ask yourself this question this week. What would love do here? How can I demonstrate love more often? And practice radical forgiveness of self and others and meditate. That is all for today. Thank you. So let's take that into prayer before I get Lauren to sing again. So knowing that this day is love, this day is wisdom, this day is that divine expression of love, of kindness, of joy. Today, I claim these things for each person here and myself, knowing that I am love expressed and I know that I am. So that means each person here and listening is love expressed. So today, I claim this joy and the wonderment of what is next. How can I express more love in this world? And I take a moment, I breathe, and I listen. I listen to that little voice that says, yes, do this. Yes, do this. So today, I take this time and joy and love and gratitude, gratitude for this community, gratitude for the love expressing in the world. And I look for those good things today. I look for those little miracles because they are there. Because the law always says yes and love always wins. So I let these words go into that law of mind. I let it be and ask you to join me in saying, and so it is.